You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
It looks like we're in a pattern where this first week anyway, it's going to be wet on and off all week.
Absolutely. It's a quite a wet week here across the Corn Belt. Some of that is just due to, well, number one, more kind of ridging of high pressure, and that's bringing in Gulf of Mexico moisture. That combined with actually some Pacific moisture, some of which is associated with the Hurricane Blanca last week, and some of that moisture has fed into the Midwest. As we go through the week, actually, another component to this wet week will be this area of disturbed weather across the Gulf of Mexico, which is going to move inland into Texas tomorrow and then begin to recurve into the Corn Belt for later on this week. So off and on unsettled conditions with tropical moisture, that's the recipe for very heavy rainfall. And we see that here through this week and even into next week, although rainfall totals next week look less versus what we're seeing right now.
And parts of southern Illinois are in the target for the heaviest rainfall, is that right?
Well, for the tropical moisture here or the Gulf disturbance for later on this week, it looks like the southern part of the Corn Belt, southern Illinois into southern Indiana, kind of centered on the Ohio River Valley. That area looks to be the most likely area of the heaviest rainfall. But even, for example, the next couple of days here, we're going to see heavy rainfall in sections of the eastern Corn Belt, or even like northern central Illinois and northern Indiana here today, and then that shifts a little bit eastward in the areas of Ohio, eastern Indiana.
So the million-dollar question is this. After we get all this rain through this week, and then we begin to look toward the end of the month and then the beginning of July, let's say for a moment it does turn warmer than it has been. Is there enough moisture subsoil to make a good pollination effort around the 4th of July or not?
Well, for, yeah, they're kind of the early planted corn that would be pollinating, at least from a moisture standpoint. Yeah, this is copious amounts of rain, and we'll be getting into the soil levels here. And so that's a great question, at least specific impacts are debatable, but right now, at least as we go into July, there are some indications of a bit more variable pattern. So actually some of this warmth that we're seeing right now that could begin to change, actually that would reduce the risk of having any kind of real extreme temperatures. Nonetheless, you know, this pattern needs to be watched.
We got about 20 seconds. What areas of concern do you have?
Well, no major concerns at the present time globally. I guess we're still dealing with some of this wetness in areas for wheat interest, especially in the southern plains, and then also for here in the Midwest, soft red winter wheat crop. Looking elsewhere, there's still dryness in areas of Europe. There'll be some improvement, but we do expect a warmer, drier weather to return in July. So Europe and Western Russia, that's the area to watch right now.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.